Radio.
And I had a session there, and I was in the session. I didn't even notice because the top looked fine.
Yeah.
And then
shit! So you got into the session.
I got into the session, and I was playing, and I was like, God, this sounds like fucking garbage. Why does it sound so bad? And it wasn't until, you know, I put the guitar down. I was like, I'll just use another one. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
And then like later, I was looking at it, and I was like, oh.
So it was just cracked.
There's like a gaping hole.
Oh, man.
Like all in the side.
Yeah, you never look under that side, I guess. I took mine to my electric to Portland, and I was afraid of checking it in, but I just wouldn't have checked it in. I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably go back home. But it was Alaska Airlines, and they were cool.
They're usually pretty cool, especially the electrics. Most of them are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The bigger cases, sometimes they...
Right, yeah, I had a soft case, too. I wear the headphones. I don't know if you... Does he have headphones? Oh, okay.
You
want
to make it a plug-in?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You never know when I'm going to want to strum it out. By the way, we pretty much started. This is the way I start my podcast. You were talking about your broken guitar.
Sweet.
Taking it on Frontier Airline. I mean, you know, it was a nice minute and a half of whatever, you know. It's hard to fill time.
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
Yeah, let's start it out.
Never know when something good's going to come up.
Just ease into it.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wing these. I don't really write down questions or anything. I started listening to your stuff a few days ago, and I really like it.
Awesome.
I told you that before, but I'm telling you now officially. It's Patrick Park, everyone, I know him through not my lead guitarist, but the lead guitarist of the band that I'm in. I always say my band, but it's not. It's all of our bands. It's your band too, Patrick.
It's everyone's band.
Yeah.
We're all one.
Michael Regilio, he was touting you, and it was worthwhile. It was, I like, really pretty stuff.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And like I told you before, I've been writing comedy. Freudian slip.
They can be both.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think some of my songs, they do have humor. Most of them, unless I try and write a really sad one, and I like fight it. But what do you?
Well, I find that like there's a lot of people, I think myself included, who it's like certain kind of songs, like maybe they can't write as well. Do you know what I mean? And they kind of like sort of like veer toward certain kinds of songs. Like
I know
for
I can't
better
write
or worse.
I can't write a dance song to save my life.
I've never even tried.
Well, I didn't try either. But I don't.
It
even
would be
dance.
It would be a really sad dance song.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious. I think sad dance song is a good name for a song. You could. I mean, it's yours.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got to use it.
Sad dance song. Yeah. Right. It's something for me to try.
Yeah, know? Yeah. I mean, I don't even dance when I'm cold, you know, waiting for a bus.
Yeah.
I try not to move ever.
I haven't tried since, probably high school. I don't know.
Yeah. I remember once I was a teenager at the height of disco. And I went to a disco wearing my dad's shoes. And
what kind of shoes were they?
I don't even remember. Dumb old Greek man shoes. Because I didn't have like a pair of dress shoes or anything.
Right.
But luckily, because what was big in those days were the huge heels and the bubble toes and shit like that. So thank God I didn't wear one of those. I wore like just old man shoes. I probably looked cool. I'd look cool wearing them.
Oh, yeah. You know, old like, man shoes are in.
Yeah. But so I went, I only asked one girl to dance, and it was during a slow song. How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I never saw her.
Did you start like midway through the song, and then just as you guys got into it, fast song started kind of thing?
Well, I heard I heard the song start playing, and I'm like, yeah, I love this song, and it's slow. I could dance to this one. And so I asked this girl, and she said yes. because, you know, we were kids and she wanted to dance with anyone, I guess. I mean, you know, I was no John Travolta at the time. And I'm not now either.
And neither was anyone else.
Yeah. I'm not even John Travolta as he is now, which is not pretty. But I'm not even that good. So, yeah. So, not a lot of dancing for me. Every now and then I'll try and write a fast song. And it's just, I end up doing it slow.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my fast songs are, they're not necessarily sad, but they're
thoughtful.
They're pensive. Or
yeah, yeah.
just really fast, but.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I was noticing you picking when you were trying out my guitar. And like, I don't really know anything about, I took like maybe a half a year of guitar classes with a group of kids when I was 12, uh-huh. And that was it. And then I've just been playing on my own, but I don't bar or anything. And like when I pick, it's all just lucky picking,
right?
You know, with my guitar pick. And I was playing a song the other day for another musician, and she was kind of, you know, a younger musician. She said, "Wow, you're doing some cool stuff picking. Can you teach me how to do that?" And I have no idea what I was doing. I couldn't tell
that's,
her.
I mean, that's kind of the best stuff, because that's like, that just comes from you.
Yeah.
You
know?
That's just like your natural way of doing stuff. I mean, I think
a lot of
people.
But I was jealous of listening to you picking. I'm like, wow, yeah, I'd like to write a song like that.
Well, yeah, I could show you.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah.
Should I?
It's mostly, you gotta get your thumb going first.
Yeah.
So that's like, get the bass line going so that you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, take it, Dino. Whoops. See, I can't do it.
You started confidently.
Yeah. I'm retarded. I gotta practice.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
It's all good. It's all good.
Don't yell at me.
It's gonna take.
You're not the kind of teacher that yells, are you?
Not well. I haven't been a teacher since I tried giving some guitar lessons in high school.
Yeah.
And I didn't yell. I just quit.
I did the same thing. I was teaching. I was supposed to teach creative writing in college, and all the students who came in couldn't even speak English, and I was just teaching them the language.
Right.
So, and I just got. I felt miserable. I felt like I couldn't do it. They were idiots because they didn't speak my language.
I just felt like I was stealing from their parents, basically, because it was like, I just got.
Yeah.
They obviously would like never practice.
Right, yeah.
And like you come in and you're like, okay, so you can tell in like the first 2 minutes that they haven't picked up the guitar since the last time you'd seen them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I feel like this is a waste of both of our time, really.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah, go write a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was my short-lived attempt in high school to teach.
Were you writing back then?
Yeah, I started playing really young, when I was like 7. My dad was, he kind of really wanted to be a songwriter.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so, you know, he got me started really young with music and my brother. And then I started writing songs probably when I was, you know, 8 or something.
Wow. Like, do you remember any of those?
There's one recorded somewhere about our dog, Hopeless, who fell in a hole.
Oh, my God.
And it's called Some Dogs Fall in a Hole.
I would have called it Hopeless.
Yeah. I mean, great name for a dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you name him after he fell into the hole?
No. It was my dad's dog. He found him, and you know, mange and worms, and he was just kind of a sad case. And my dad took him to the vet, and the vet was like, "This dog's hopeless." And that ended up being his name.
Can you play a little bit of Some Dogs Fall in the Hole?
Oh man, no, I don't remember.
You don't remember the chords or anything?
No, I mean I could.
You don't have to.
I could make up a version of it. It wasn't a very good song.
Well, I don't care. I would have loved to heard it, but I understand. You know, I never want to make anyone do anything they don't want to do on this podcast. Get a reputation.
I feel like I've written better songs since then.
Well, yeah, of course. But then we would, you know, we would slowly go through your whole career.
We're going through the whole catalog.
We're going to go until you're 80. Oh, we're going to go into the future.
This is a long ass podcast.
No. We're just one song every 10 years.
All right. Yeah. Just bringing it back.
Okay. But I want to come back to the idea of your dad. Did he write songs or he wanted to be a songwriter?
No, he did. He actually did write songs. And he was from Tennessee. He didn't end up being a songwriter for a living. He really loved music and mm-hmm. Loved like old folk music and stuff. And I grew up listening to that kind of stuff. And I have like some letters from him and between him and Chet Atkins.
Oh, wow.
Cause he would send, he knew him somehow. I don't know, Nashville connection or something, and would send him songs and whatever, but yeah, nothing ever really came of it.
But. Yeah. And, but did he ever record any of his songs or?
They never came out. I have some recordings that he did. Yeah. At home and stuff.
But, wow.
And it's cool to hear him. Yeah. He was actually a really great guitar player.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did he teach you?
No. I think a lot of fathers and sons, like his patience when teaching me things, I was just perpetually frustrating, I think.
Yeah, it's better not to.
Yeah, he farmed that out to some other people. So I took guitar lessons, you know, until I was like about 12 or something.
But do you feel like you were inspired by him in some way?
Yeah. And he had a real like love of music, mm-hmm. you know, and that was always palpable. And there was always like great old folk songs on around the house and like always listening to music. And so like, I think getting exposed to that really young and then like getting real deep into that stuff at a young age definitely was huge.
Yeah. I mean, I'm asking because I wouldn't have been a writer, I don't think, if my dad didn't want me to be a writer because he wanted to be a writer and never was. Mm-hmm. So he didn't push me into it, but anytime I wrote anything, he's like, wow, that's amazing. And he just was very, you know, supportive through the whole thing. I wonder if your dad was similar in that way.
Yeah. It's interesting how that stuff kind of happens. Yeah. You wake up one day and you're like, oh, man. Like how did that happen?
And you want to please your father.
We have kind of like the same interests, but
yeah.
He was never like very. I mean, he was always supportive, mm-hmm. you know.
But he wasn't effusive about it.
No, yeah. No, and you know, and he's not shy about like giving me criticism.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I remember like taking him one song. That I wrote, and I was like, I don't remember, I was like maybe 10 or 11, yeah. And he's like, well, that's great, son, but it's not quite a song.
Oh, why wasn't it a song? Do you remember?
Well, you know, I mean, like, what's a song, really?
Yeah. But,
you know.
I want to know. Yeah. I want to know what he meant by that.
Well, I'm not really sure what he meant by it, and I wasn't sure at the time. I was just kind of like, well, fuck you.
I'm like, fuck you right now.
No, but I mean, actually, when I think about it, I mean, it was, he was talking, I think, structurally.
Yeah.
And it was actually a good note, but wasn't a good note for me until, you know, probably like 10 years later.
Well, how did you take it? Did you go back and go, I'm going to write a fucking song now? Or
I didn't care. I was like, whatever, I like it.
Well, good. Yeah, that's great.
He wasn't mean about it. He was very sweet about it.
Oh, that's
he was
good.
Just like, yeah.
Because, my dad was always supportive about everything. And then, you know, then as I got older, he's like, well, you know, you did a few things that I thought were shitty. But I'm glad you're better now.
I didn't want to tell you at the time.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe it would have made me even better faster. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or it would have made me put down the pen forever.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think, you know, could be so crushing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I still to this, I mean, I don't, to this day, I don't read, like.
Criticism.
Yeah. Because either way, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You know, if it's good,
right.
Then it's going to, like, you have to let that in some way, and it's going to go to your head. If it's bad, then, you know, like, It's like, what do you, why are you reading this? Like,
exactly.
What are you hoping to gain?
Yeah,
even
when I write a song and I ask someone what they think, I don't want them to say that I don't think it's good.
Right.
I want you to either lie to me or tell the truth and say it's good.
Yeah.
But it's all got to be positive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any, there's no good that can come from that, either way.
So how do you usually start the writing process? I'll tell you how I usually start, and I've just realized this. I haven't said it on any of these podcasts, because I think I usually say I start with words and a melody, but I don't really start with a melody. I start with what I think is a melody, which is just phrasing.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I pick up the guitar, I nail down the melody a little bit more. But it's first it's words and an idea, you know, for me. And then of course I've started, you know, playing with the guitar and trying to start with music first too.
Yeah.
But I think my natural way is to go with words first.
Mm-hmm.
How is it with you?
Well, I'll say, like, I try to just stay open.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does vary. Like sometimes it'll be like words. Like, mm-hmm. I'll get like a set of words that come to me, and it's like, well, that should be a song.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're trying to find a melody and you know, the guitar parts and stuff that go along with it. I mean, growing up, I always, like, for the longest time I played, you know, until I was like 16 or 17 or something, I just played guitar in bands and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I feel like I tend to like come at, and I don't think I'm not like a shredder guitar player. Mm-hmm. I don't think, but I think I have like, my guitar plays heavily into my songwriting, but everything I do on the guitar is all just based around like songwriting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so a lot of times I do start with, you know, guitar parts, or sometimes like, you know, I'll write all the music really fast, you know, in like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And then like, then you're kind of going back and like playing with the melody and like
right.
phrasing and words and then all that stuff, like the melody and phrasing and words kind of all comes together.
Yeah.
But it happens like every way, and I try to
right.
just stay open to it all.
Yeah. 'Cause
sometimes I'll just be driving or something, and
you'll have a tune in your head, or
yeah, words, you get like a tune and like a melody in your head, and like
yeah.
already like a set of words there, you know. And it's
yeah.
like just
yeah.
some gift,
yeah.
you know.
And then you're like, what do you do to remember it? Do you use your iPhone, or do you have a tape, a little recorder? Or?
I never used to do anything. I used to just, you know, try to remember it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, since like been using an iPhone, like
yeah.
I started doing like voice memos or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's what I do, the voice
stuff.
Memo. Yeah.
But I think that I've gone back to just remembering it.
Right.
Because memo thing, it externalizes it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
that you're like, you're kind of playing it down, and for some, it also like solidifies it in a
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
So it becomes like, it becomes a thing before it's ready to be a thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I feel like it's better to just kind of let it cook
mm-hmm.
and keep it internalized and like let it do its work, let
yeah.
it like take its direction, rather than like put it down, because then you're going to go back and you listen to it, and you can't help but like listen to it as like a final version. And also, like for me, I hear all the like the things I don't like about something
yeah.
when I go back and do that
yeah.
and then even though I know that, you know, it's going to evolve, I'm already kind of listening
right.
to it as like, well, I don't like
it. Feels
that.
Like it's written in stone,
I don't like that.
In some way.
Yeah.
yeah.
And so it kind of already like changes it. So I've just gone back to remembering it.
Right. And in some ways, remembering it, if it's a good tune, it'll stick in some way. You know, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. I feel like I've forgotten plenty. But
yeah, I know too. But so I did it the other day, and I was drunk, and I was just thinking about something that just happened, and I sang it, and I don't think I even went back and listened to what I had done, but I titled it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, I like that title. And then I wrote, then I started writing it and it started coming together and I recorded it. And then I went back and listened to the drunk thing and it was nothing. And it was embarrassing and it was just maudlin and shitty, and lucky I didn't go back or else I would have probably thrown the whole idea away.
Well, know? It might be that the idea was good. It's yeah. just like you were drunk yeah. and didn't yeah. it didn't come off well.
But, yeah.
You know.
But there's never a time where I'm like, I'll set aside 2 o'clock for songwriting. And yeah. sit down, and then it's like, ooh, baby, you know, it's just shitty. Well,
that's a horrible song.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? That was my 2 o'clock song.
I don't think that 2 o'clock is
it's a good time for
it's
me.
It's not a good time. No, well, I don't know anybody who does it that way. I mean, I don't know. Maybe back in the day they used to keep like...
Well, you could tell some bands probably.
Well, it's interesting. There's like, I feel like songwriting has changed a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, like the way that people write songs now, a lot of songs that you hear, they're done in loops, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like I had a guy who was upstairs from me in my studio. He used to just, he's a sweet guy, but he would just drive me crazy because I just hear these fucking loops like coming through my ceiling.
It's awful. It's awful shit.
And, you know, it was also like, you know, super pop kind of music, which.
Which I hate.
It's not.
We hate that,
don't we? It's not my jam either.
That's what I was
going. If you like it, that's cool.
It's the ooh baby shit.
Yeah.
It's a 2 o'clock writing shit.
But I don't know. I think. Like there's benefits to all the new tools that are out there, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm not knocking those at all, but I think it definitely changes songwriting,
yeah,
you know, for sure. Because when I hear a song, I can hear if it was like, oh well, this was written like they looped this section, and kind of just you know vamped over it for a while, and then they looped this section, and then same sort of thing, and you can hear it because it's like they're very distinct. Sections and they don't flow the same way.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I don't know. A lot of like modern pop music sounds disjointed to me, but yeah. I mean, if you're into it, that's cool.
I'm not into modern songs at all.
I mean, I don't know. To a certain extent, like pop music was always kind of always been that.
Yeah,
you know? But.
But, you know, now I'll listen to Sugar Sugar by the Archies, and I'll like it.
Yeah.
That was the poppiest, shittiest bubblegum pop ever.
It was, but it was also, like, at least it was played by musicians.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. It was real
and,
music.
And, again, I'm not, like, knocking the technology, but, you know, like, again, the dude's studio upstairs, like, I went up there one day and... It's all just in the computer, like all like guitar,
yeah, awful,
piano, and drums, everything was just like in the box,
yeah.
And again, that's cool, but it's also like you can't create,
yeah.
what you can create with a person actually playing a song, but
yeah. And you were saying before that you've been recording in the recording studio a lot lately,
yeah.
And are you writing? In the studio, do you find it helpful to just like be in a recording studio and write?
Yeah, well, it's I have my own little place, so it's not like I'm like on the clock, because mm-hmm. I've tried that before, and that's very hard to do because it's hard to just like, okay, ready, be inspired.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so. I do write, and on this record that I've been making, like it has been a process of like I'll write like a few songs and until like a particular vein is kind of mined,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll like go in and sort of like start recording
mm-hmm.
those songs, get to a certain point, and then start writing some new songs, and just kind of repeating that. So it's a little bit of a different process, and then it's a little more stop and start.
Go ahead, sorry.
In the past, I've always just kind of written a bunch of songs. And I'm like, okay, these 11 songs are the record. And then I'll just go in and record them.
Right.
So it's a little different.
That's what I was going to ask. Now when you do it this way, is there more of a theme to your albums?
Well, no. I mean, for this one, it's been like, you know, trying to find like the record in the record mm-hmm. kind of thing. Because for this one, I ended up writing like a lot of songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, I mentioned I've like thus far, you know, hopefully I'll get some help. But I've been doing like the engineering and all the playing and stuff. So, you know, a lot of like what I hear as like being wrong with some of the songs right now, mm-hmm. like why they're not fitting on the record, you know, some of it is like a problem with like the actual sounds, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like the vibes not quite cohesive.
Right.
So it's a lot of that, which is just like complicating the complications. You should never make a record like that. It's so dumb, but but it's, I mean, finally coming together, but it's been a process of like, yeah, kind of finding the record in the record.
Yeah.
You know,
do you drink at all when you write?
I don't.
I want to look quiet when I ask that.
Do you drink?
I don't even know. Maybe you're an alcoholic and you don't drink at all.
No, neither. I don't drink.
You don't drink that much or at all?
No, I drink, but not very much.
Yeah.
And, I don't drink when I write, just because kind of probably for the same reason you're talking about earlier. Yeah. It's like you go back and you're like, this was brilliant when I did it, but somehow someone came in here and changed this. Cause
I actually wrote a song called Brown Booze, and I did a few like recordings that were good. And then I was like, well, the real good one's going to be me drunk. And boy, oh boy, it's messy and slow and shitty. And
Yeah.
But sometimes it gets me inspired to write. I just, it's like with my writing, like I'll write drunk, but I'll definitely go back and rewrite sober, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps me break down the criticism walls a little bit, you know?
Do you find like then you have you're kind of seeing like a relationship develop with your sober self versus your drunk self?
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I have yelled at my drunk self before, like you know, I would write in the notes, "You're fucking drunk. What are you talking about?" You know, hoping that when I get drunk, I'll go, "Oh yeah, he asked me like, well, I'll tell him, Ron." You know. Yeah, it's weird. I also have a relationship. I was talking about this on another one of the other podcasts, the episodes of this, Sing Songers. It's called Sing Songers, you know. And maybe you've done the same thing. I've started songs when I was in my 20s and put them aside and just recently picked them up. So I'm kind of writing with my younger self.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've really... come up with some interesting songs doing that. I thought, if I could say so myself.
Yeah. No, I mean that's interesting. I've never done that quite. I mean, I've started songs, and then like usually like I'll have, you know, it'll be like something like I have like the music or something that I like, and I'm like, oh, there should be a song.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I can never get my head around like the melody and the phrasing or whatever.
Yeah.
And so then it just gets, you know, filed away somewhere. And then I've come back to stuff like that, but never thus far, never like lyrical ideas and things like that.
Yeah. It's weird because I'll like a lot of the songs I literally was writing when I was like early 20s, maybe even late teens. And it's got, you know, I'm referring to myself as a boy, you know, and now I'm 52 and I'm like, well, how do I sing that now? You know, am I singing it as someone looking into the past, or, you know, do I just change it to man? It doesn't sound quite right. So, yeah.
Well, how do you feel?
I mean, I still feel like a boy, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, there you go.
Even though I never felt that young, you know, to begin with, but I don't feel like I've changed the way I feel.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if, I mean, I don't know if I keep waiting for like the time when I'm like, all right, I'm all grown up now, you know?
But yeah.
You never, I don't think that time ever probably comes.
Yeah. I mean, I've certainly written songs recently where, you know, I'm talking about aging because I see it, you know, in the mirror, I see the gray and, you know, it's always a little shocking to see, oh shit. Yeah. Like I see a picture of me. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm an old guy. Old guy now.
I wouldn't say you're an old guy.
Yeah, well, you know, you should look through my eyes. yeah. So, can I play a song for you?
Yeah.
And you don't have to comment on it, but if you do, as sort of your dad did to you.
Well, it's not quite a song.
Yeah. But I, as much as I said, I don't want criticism, I do kind of want criticism because it would make an interesting podcast.
All right.
So you tell me what you think of this song. This is the song I started writing drunk and then, and I'll probably screw it up a little bit now because I've been drinking, but.
All right.
I know you come from the darkness. Even though you reflect the light, redirecting that starkness from your northern lights. My people come from the sun, but I suck that all away. What a thing to shun. Avoiding the day. And what we do in the light never touched one inch of our hearts. The light only shines on the fact that we're apart. But when the lights go out and the shadow haunts the room, I know my silhouette will echo your heart's tune. And I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you. Jeez, I'm screwing up right. I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you in the dark. That should be a lot better. That whole chorus should have been better. My dreams won't come true if I wish you the best. It's better you never knew. Just let me be obsessed. All right, forget it. I'm too drunk. I want to get that chorus. Oh, I know what I did wrong. Let me go from... See, this is what this podcast is like. It's just me fucking up and then trying to fix things.
Brilliant.
So yeah.
That's life.
Yeah. But when the lights go out and your shadow haunts the room, I know my silhouette will echo your heart's tune. And I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you. Okay. I still fuck it up. I'm going to try it again later.
Okay.
Well, what are you thinking so far?
I like it. There's some interesting lyrical ideas in there. I think maybe just like changing up some of the chords a little bit would help a lot.
Right. Well, because it's all D for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I think it's okay to like hang on the D in the verses and stuff like that. But I mean, maybe like second verse, you introduce like another chord just to kind of like keep it going. Like, but then maybe like changing so it doesn't start on D in the chorus there.
It's not supposed to.
Oh, is that what's going on?
I fucked it up. Yeah. Let me try it one more time, because we're learning here. So this is the This is a... There's three parts. There's an A, B, and C. And the chorus I consider the chorus is the I sang to you.
Yeah, that's part. That seemed like the
okay,
chorus.
Okay, so... What we... So this is before the chorus. But when the lights go out and your shadow haunts the room, I know my silhouette will echo your heart's tune. And I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. I sang to you in the dark. A little better that way, right?
Yeah, so that way you started on
the A,
A and then went to G and then D.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the D and then the, G. D and then G.
Right, but then you start the phrase again on D.
On D, yeah.
Maybe just try it on E minor instead.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let me try that. I got to go from the pad. Let's see. My silhouette. Your heart's tune. I sang to you in the dark, in the dark. And then go to E minor, did you say?
That doesn't work very well. Yeah. I think I'm in a different tuning than you. What's your? Let me hear your E.
You do a different tuning.
I was just tuned down a half step.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe just turn it around or something there.
Turn. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to do it now because I'm going to fuck it up. I'm just going to look even dumber.
No one can see it at all.
I'm going to sound dumb. As if I care about that. But so it was like, so then you're going from D to A to G? Or?
Well, you know, I feel like that stuff is like the easiest stuff to kind of fiddle with and change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like anytime you write like a song, like there's so many different songs that song could be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like you write the outline.
Yeah.
You know, or the idea, you know, and then, but you can change it so many, like it's almost infinite.
Right.
The ways you can change it.
I feel like it needs to go to a minor chord too, maybe.
Yeah. I feel like it could, it could go to a minor chord there for sure.
Yeah.
Let's say E minor.
B minor, yeah. Oh yeah. That sounds great.
Well, I don't know. But
I'm going to play with it.
Yeah, for sure. But there are a lot of like cool lyrical ideas in there too.
Yeah, I wish I got through the really good lyrics. Well, the reason I wanted to sing it was for this lyric. So hang on the D. Although I grow gray, I can't seem to grow up. But we're better off this way, so I'll never not show up. So that was about me, like, looking in the mirror and going gray, but feeling like a kid still, in a bad way. It's kind of what I was talking about. That's why I wanted to sing this song.
Feeling like a kid in a bad way?
Feeling immature.
Old in a bad way.
Both. Worst of both.
Just feeling bad.
Yeah.
Just feeling bad overall.
Yeah, like immature and old looking. The worst combo. Oh,
I see. I mean, this is a good combo. Anyway,
but it's also a song about me realizing that, and maybe I'm growing up, at least realizing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, one note I would say was like, using like the words like heart and stuff like that.
Right.
Sometimes, I mean, like,
it's
well, everyone uses those words, and like, you know, to you, like, you know what you're saying,
yeah,
but they're way more general and like kind of nebulous in terms of like what they actually mean.
I also use it twice as
as a listener.
Yeah.
So it's, I feel like those are good places to be, like, find a different way to sort of say that, maybe.
Right.
I mean,
I got to change a part, too. It's a fucking bitch, because it's in a rhyme.
Well, you use it a few times, so maybe,
the second time.
Keep the one, there was one that was like a...
Yeah, Heart's Tune. I don't have to say Heart's Tune. It sounds like cartoon anyway. It's stupid.
What was the rhyme?
And what we do in the light never touched one inch of our hearts. The light only shines on the fact that we're apart.
That's all right.
That's okay. This is the shitty line. But when the lights go out and your shadow haunts the room, I know my silhouette will echo your heart's tune. I could just change that heart into something.
Yeah, that's one of those ones that...
Like stomach.
If you can think of something lungs, that rhymes with
your
stomach.
Your lungs tune.
What are you going to rhyme
I don't
with
have,
stomach?
I don't have to. It's the tune I have to rhyme with. So I know my silhouette will echo your stomach's tune. Right? All right, I'm just being silly.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper, man. And way more descriptive, because everyone knows what the stomach's tune is.
Yeah, or lungs tune, at least. You know, that's one syllable, so I could do that.
Just go through all the organs, try them, see how they feel, you know.
Spleen. It's hard to put spleen in a love song, you know.
It is. Also, no one knows what the spleen actually does.
It's something about the white blood cells, I think.
Is it? I thought it was just one of those evolutionary holdovers. It didn't do shit. It just kind of
like your tonsils or something.
Yeah, isn't it?
No, that's an appendix.
Oh,
that's
what I'm thinking.
You need your fucking spleen, man. Please don't throw your spleen.
I wasn't planning. I know it seemed like more trouble than it was worth.
You've been going to the doctor a lot. Don't tell him to take out your spleen. It's a big mistake. Big mistake.
Just extra weight, man.
No. Oh, shit. Do you have any songs that have reminded you? Like, did you get reminded of any songs? Do you want to play anything? Or I don't want to pressure you.
No worries. I can play something.
I mean, I love... I forget the name of it now. It's... song about it's got the word song in it. It's a song about
life is a song.
Life is a song. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that one. But you can play anything you want.
All right. Let's see here. Well, I'll play this song. Play the song. Here We Are.
He's using a capo.
Mm-hmm. in the rising tide and weather in the wind. We live our lives like hands are tied and dead and days are dreaming. Embrace the race of every day, but forsake the feeling. Are we killing time while these days unwind? We can't see past our own sad stories and wonder what we're missing. We can't see past our own sad stories and forget how to listen. Oh. But did there ever come a time when things weren't so defined? We've given new names to our hopes and our pain, but love just gets harder to find. We wrestle with what we think we should say and hang ourselves out in the air. But most of the time, I think you'll find that we're just pretending to care. And it's a crying shame how we get so trained. We can't see past our own sad stories and wonder what we're missing. We can't see past our own sad stories and forget how to listen. We can't see past our own sad stories and wonder what it is we're doing. We can't see past our own sad stories and forget what is what for. Headphones fell off.
Well, it sounded great. The picking really came into action there. I was like, now he's just rubbing it in my face. No, it was great. How is that a newer song?
That's an older song.
Is that written around the same time as Life Is a Song?
I think it's on that. Yeah, it's on that record.
Because it seems like thematically they're very similar. You know, it's about being caught in life's patterns. And
yeah.
Yeah, in some way.
I feel like I tend to write a lot of those songs.
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, you know, they're great. They affect me, you know. When, Life Is a Song and this, it's great. How long ago, I don't know what, is that mine? How long ago did you write those? I ask for a reason because you're gonna have a baby soon. Is your songwriting changing?
Thematically, not so much.
Yeah.
I kind of always sort of write about that sort of thing because that's what I feel like.
Yeah,
I feel like it's very pressing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, especially now.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, we're at this time seemingly where it's like, well, when are we all gonna like wake up? When are we gonna like stop like letting like, you know,
these
ridiculous people sort of dictate our relationship to the environment, to each other. Like, when are we just going to like...
It's probably even more prevalent in your songwriting now that you're having a kid, you know, that's a, it's got to be worrisome. I mean, I know I have a 17-year-old, and I'm worried. Jesus, what's the world going to be like for her the rest of her life? You know?
Yeah. Well, it's a big question. I mean, the other side of that coin, though, is like, and I, you know, it's for better or worse, as serious as I tend to be, you know, like. There is a very real chance that, like, you know, I mean, everything is like, you know, cause, reaction,
yeah.
action, yeah. effect, you know? So it's like,
yeah, we this, went from, this could from be 8 years with Bush and then 8 years with Obama. And...
Well, you know, it's like maybe shit has to get so ridiculous yeah. and so like bad where enough people are just like, what is yeah. going on?
Yeah, it's kind of happening now, yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, finally people will, you know, but, you know, my songs are, I think it's not all about sort of like, you know, the political situation and
right.
whatever. It's more sort of personal, like my own personal journey.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever, but certainly, the world, on a global level affects your personal feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
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 Do you have a song that you feel like is out there that you didn't write that you thought, oh wow, this is a song that I wish I wrote, and it's so me. Like I want to cover it. I want to, you know.
Hmm. I mean, there's a lot of songs yeah. that I'm just like, oh, this is a great song. I don't know that I've ever had the thought of like, oh, I wish I wrote
right.
this song, or because
yeah. yeah,
if I wrote it, then I couldn't enjoy it in
yeah,
the same
true.
Way.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? It's like, I like to enjoy it.
Who do you enjoy? What singer, songwriters do you enjoy?
You know, I still listen to like a lot of old music.
Me too. I'm like Simon and Garfunkel and
yeah.
Lou Reed.
Yeah. I mean, I've been... What have I been listening to? This week I was listening to Jimi Hendrix, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. Kind of, you know, old sort of
yeah.
folk blues, and then
yeah.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix is...
Is Jimi Hendrix the one that you've been most inspired by?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I just had that... Are you?
I never got into
listening
Jimi
to
Hendrix,
that.
You know?
Did you ever? I mean, have you ever just sat down
no,
and listened to that record?
I probably
Are you
should.
Experience?
I probably should.
Really good.
Because to me, he's like he, I don't know. I just think of him as a guitarist, and I got to start listening to him more as a singer songwriter.
No, they're great songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like and. That I mean, I was kind of thinking about that yesterday because like you just think of him as a guitar player. And,
yeah.
But. The songs I feel like are kind of first and foremost. I don't ever feel like he's just like shredding all over the song for
yeah,
the
yeah.
sake of shredding.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, right.
Which is the most annoying thing to me ever. Personally.
Right.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
it's
I
like
hate
the,
it too.
The song should come first. And
I think that's why I've stayed away from him. I just had this image of him just as a shredder.
Yeah. yeah. Not, I mean, you know, I'm sure he's done stuff like that, but
yeah.
I mean, at least that record,
Which one is it?
Are You Experienced?
Are You Experienced? Yeah. All right, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking of it because I just listened to it yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it on and listened to it yesterday. So it's foremost in my mind, but.
Who do you think has inspired you the most? Is there anyone? Or is it just like a conglomeration of everyone?
Yeah, no one really. Sticks out. I mean, certain people like stuck out for me at certain times in my life, you know, but they're like irrelevant at other times
yeah.
in my life.
I mean,
you
like
know?
When you write a song, are you thinking of, are you ever, I mean, it's best not to think. We've already established that. But
only trouble.
Yeah, it's only trouble. But do you think in the back of your head, is there a person listening to the song, whether it's a musician or not, that you like to say, wow, I'd like this guy to like this song or this woman to like this song, or you know, does that I'm sure it happens subconsciously, but are you ever conscious of it happening?
No, I mean not that particular
yeah
no
I wonder if I do. I don't know why I ask that. I probably do sometimes. I think, wow, yeah. If only Paul Simon heard this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that I have some point in my life, but nothing stands out for me at the present. But,
yeah.
Yeah. There's been like people like, oh man, I'd like to like go on tour with them.
Have you met any of your heroes?
Yeah, I've met a few. None really disappointed me or overwhelmed me in any.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was also, we didn't form any deep or meaningful,
like,
lasting connection.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just kind of like, hey, nice to meet you.
Do you want
to
name anyone?
I met Bruce Springsteen.
Ah.
And that was cool. He was very nice.
Yeah. You know, I worked with Max Weinberg on Conan, yeah.
Great drummer.
Great. I heard the band kind of said that he didn't know, he wasn't always in time.
Yeah. Well, it only has to be in time with everybody else.
That's true. Okay, Bruce Springsteen. Who else?
Elliot Smith a few times. Got to hang out with him.
I hung out with him before I even knew.
Had some good conversations with him.
He was a musician.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Just drinking next to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I've toured with a lot of people I really admired too, you know, like, My Morning Jacket, really, they're like great band, great guys.
Not familiar with them, but I gotta start listening to more music.
So much now, it's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
And so much that comes out now and like, I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but I feel like Spotify and sort of like the digital way that,
mm-hmm.
you can't help but consume music now.
Yeah.
It's kind of changes your relationship to it a little bit. Do you feel like that?
I never go on Spotify or anything.
But do you, I mean, like digital music, I mean, you're sitting here with
your
laptop.
Well, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think because people don't listen to whole albums anymore.
Yeah.
I'm releasing our recordings on vinyl. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to.
Yeah. Because I like the two act structure, you know?
Well, I always liked that it was such a physical sort of thing, you know? And you had to be engaged with it enough to like get up and turn it off, you know, turn it over. And
yeah, yeah, exactly. And listen to them in order, you know, rather than like hopping around.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. In that way, it's kind of like going back to it was. The way it was like in the 50s where it was all about like singles, because it's definitely about that now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, because it was mostly singles.
Yeah. But I will say that like there's not the, and I even feel this myself, and I try to give like stuff a chance because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've thought about this, but you don't really like, I just remember there was definitely records that I would bought like, you know, growing up and whatever that I did not like right away. Didn't hit me right away. But I paid for them and, you know, so I would sit and I'd listen to them again and again and kind of like, well, what is this? And eventually like grow to really love some of them and really appreciate them or, you know, really get into them.
Right. Well, I'll tell you now with the way music is, a way that kind of backs up that way of thinking is the idea of putting things on random. Because now if I like a song, a couple songs on an album, I'll buy the whole album, but I won't sit through the whole thing and listen to it always. But I'll just put my playlists on random.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then a song that I don't know pops up and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's an amazing song.
Yeah.
Which wasn't... You know, you couldn't do that back with records, you know?
No, and it's
kind of
great.
It's kind of a great new way of listening, too.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's better or worse,
because
I do that, too, where it's like there's songs that I haven't thought about in years or whatever, or like, you know, songs from artists that maybe I haven't heard that particular song, and it comes on, and you're like, oh, this is amazing. Like, Yeah. Where has this been?
Yeah.
So that is like a new experience, but you know, the experience of like sitting with a record from start to finish and just kind of plowing through and listening again and again.
I know, I miss those days. Yeah. And you know, hopefully they're coming back. You know, they said that vinyl outsold digital sales, but that's only because everyone's stealing. Digital problem.
Yeah, no one pays for digital stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Well, you don't need to like, you don't need that big surface to clean your pot on anymore. The pot's so good though.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. There's no seeds anymore.
No, you don't need to take that shit out anymore.
Wow. That really has something to do with
that. That's why the whole dip in vinyl happened. And now it's just coming back because of nostalgia.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Patrick. Patrick Park, we don't have to end it now, but I feel like that was good. We ended on a laugh. I like to do that.
That's good. And, we just ended on a bummer note.
No. And do you have anything to plug or like a website or anything? I don't know. This show hasn't even dropped yet, so I don't know if anyone's going to listen to it, but you might as well try it.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the middle of recording a new record, so
oh, cool.
I don't know when this is out, but not sure when it'll be out, but it's almost done.
So. This will probably coincide perfectly.
Yeah. PatrickPark.net is my website, I guess.
Yeah. Really great stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a good time.
Yeah. Feral Audio.